federal retrial of City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson, his wife, and two executives connected to musician Kenny Gamble officially started today. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
In their opening statement, the feds say Kenyatta Johnson and his wife Dawn Chavu partnered up to rake in $67,000 from Universal Charter, which was started by Kenny Gamble. And in return, Johnson would cut the red tape on the redevelopment of Southwest properties they were interested in. The feds say Raheem Islam and Shahid Dewan, who worked for the Charter, which was experiencing financial loss at the time, sought a consulting contract with Chavu as her husband worked on zoning deals to line their pockets. They say they have emails, texts, payments, and insider paperwork to prove it, calling it quid pro quo corruption. But each of the defendant's attorneys noted how this is a duct tape and glue investigation to go after four hardworking people trying to help their communities. Johnson's attorney said that Chavu wasn't picked up at a Wendy's, but instead worked for years in government with charter schools and was an expert in the field, and that's why they hired her for a contract. He added that her councilman husband had been working with Universal for years, both before and after the alleged bribery. A mistrial was declared in late May, and the new U.S. attorney said they believe it's a just case. The second trial is also expected to last several weeks. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.